Good evening, everyone. It's Wednesday, July 17th, 2024. In compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee as published in the Hunterdon Review. The agenda was posted on the Township Bulletin Board and as a courtesy posted on the Township website. Official action will be taken at this meeting. Would everybody please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, followed by a moment of silence, for the brave man who lost his life protecting his family during the assassination attempt on President Trump. And our hearts are with his family at this difficult time. We also ask for prayers for President Trump, who came so close to losing his life, and for the two individuals that were critically wounded and their families. Please pray for our nation and that we find a way to unite for the good of all Americans.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and please be seated.
Mr. Abramski?
Here.
Mr. Wojcik?
Here.
Ms. Coleman?
Here.
Mr. Wunder?
Here.
Mr. McKee?
Here.
First up, we have the presentation of minutes from June 19th, 2024, regular session meeting minutes and executive session meeting minutes. If there aren't any changes, or if there are changes, let us know. And if not, we could take them as a single approval.
If there's no changes, I will make a motion to approve both the regular meeting minutes and executive session meeting minutes of June 19th, 2024.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Abstain.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up, we have public comments limited to agenda items only. Does anybody have any public comments about items on the agenda? Oh, can I get a motion to open the
public? Make a motion to open the public comment limited to agenda items only, limited to 3 minutes per speaker.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Seeing none, can I get a motion to close public comment, agenda items only?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Next up, we have some good things. We have resolution number 111-2024, authorizing the hiring and appointment of Sean McNerney as police officer in the police department effective July 17th, 2024. So, I guess I have to. Do we have to approve? Approve the resolution. Yeah, okay, so.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution number 111-2024, authorizing the hiring and appointment of Sean McNerney as police officer in the police department effective July 17, 2024.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Now we can perform the oath of office.
We have pens out there, too?
Yes.
While you're doing that,
introduce you a little bit.
Oh, all right. You want to do that first?
I got something to jot it down.
Yeah.
You get all dressed up. You got to let him talk.
Good evening, everyone. Lebanon Township Police. Tonight, we're going to swear in our 35th full-time officer in the history of Lebanon Township, Sean McNerney. Sean is 31 years old. Born and raised in Hunterdon County. Warren County. Current resident of Hunterdon County. He graduated Pillsbury High School in 2011. After graduating high school, he obtained an associate degree in criminal justice from RBCC. In 2016, he graduated the Morris County Police Academy. He began his career as in the Warren County Sheriff's Office. I got it right. He has a total of 8.5 years of law enforcement experience. 5.5 of those years, he was in the Detective Bureau as a detective. He's also a firearms instructor and a police rifle instructor. He also completed the Jersey Crime Scene Investigation Course, which consists of 280 hours of training. With the training experience, he's going to be an immediate asset to this department for our young officers. Like I said, he's going to be a 35th full-time officer in history, and he's going to be a welcome addition to our police family. And without further ado, Mayor, you're up.
Okay, so here's the oath.
You got it.
So am I going to hold the Bible?
The Bible.
What happened to the Bible?
Oh, there's
right there.
Right there.
Okay. So, raise your right hand.
Let the cameras get ready.
Oh,
Jane, okay.
Okay.
Good.
Perfect.
Okay.
I, Sean McNerney, do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And the governments established in the United States.
In this state.
In this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially. And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All the duties of police officer.
All the duties of police officer.
In the Township of Lebanon.
In the Township of Lebanon.
County of Hunterdon.
County of Hunterdon.
State of New Jersey.
State of New Jersey.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Yeah.
I bet you 10 years ago, it's only been like 2 months. So much has happened.
So I guess we both have to sign this. So
sign your name to the check there.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Do you
have
the badge?
Yeah,
you
want to put
the badge on?
No.
Oh,
I
have a picture.
Yeah, you should.
Sure. Yeah. Just for memories.
Yeah, I feel your head
hovering.
Congratulations.
Club
board. Okay. So. We should have had one of all the police officers.
Having a headache right now.
Oh, all right. Okay, so next up is Resolution 112-2024.
Hey, Mayor, let them know they can leave. They don't have to stay.
Oh, okay. I thought they wanted to stay.
No.
Nobody wants to stay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go celebrate.
Yeah,
have
congratulations,
fun.
Congratulations,
I've done too many of these. They wanted to stay.
Yeah. Okay, so resolution number 112-2024, providing acceptance of New Jersey Department of Community Affairs Fiscal Year 2024 Recreational Improvement Grant in the amount of $66,000 and authorizing execution of grant agreement with New Jersey Department of Community Affairs. Did you want to talk about that one, Jay, at all, or is it?
I think it's pretty self-explanatory. I'll just add that we got the bid, and we're looking forward to making improvements to the park for the good of all the residents.
Okay. So can I get a motion to approve Resolution 112-2024?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 112-2024.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is Resolution 113-2024, authorizing submission of a grant application and execution of a grant contract with the New Jersey Department of Transportation for the Maple Lane resurfacing project. Did you want to speak at all about that, Brian? Okay. So here, the mayor and clerk are hereby, once we vote, authorized to submit an electronic grant application identified as MA-2025 Maple Lane resurfacing project. Can I get a motion to approve Resolution 113-2024?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Resolution number 114-2024, authorizing submission of a grant application and execution of a grant contract with the New Jersey Department of Transportation for the Teetertown Road resurfacing project. Same thing, don't want to...
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. It's good. It's good that we're getting all these grants. Can I get a motion to approve 114-2024, Resolution 114-2024?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Resolution 115, 2024, awarding contract to Hannon Floors under New Jersey State Co-op contract number 65 MCESCCPS and authorizing purchase of flooring for Township Municipal Building. Any discussion on that one? Hey, these are, it's coming from ARPA funds. So this is, well, we need this, and it's good. It's more grant money, so.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution number 115-2024.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And resolution number 116-2024 is also awarding contract to Hannon Floors under New Jersey State Co-op number 65 MCESCCPS and authorizing purchase of flooring for Township Police Department, and that's also ARPA funds, which is good. It's not tax dollars. It's not local tax dollars. Can I get a motion to approve resolution 116-2024?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Resolution number 117-2024 is authorizing refund of Board of Adjustment escrow for 106 Mount Lebanon Road, Block 50, Lot 8, for bulk variance, in the amount of $203.68. And that was issued, it was dated from 2016 to 2021 with the Township of Lebanon. So it's being returned at this point. Can I get a motion to approve Resolution 117-2024?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Resolution number 118-2024, authorizing refund of Board of Adjustment escrow for 320 Teetertown Road, Block 40, Lot 37, for the bulk variance. Mr. William Soltis issued check number 1265, dated December 23rd, 2019, for the escrow, and it's being returned now, the balance. Can I get a motion to approve Resolution 118-2024?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution number 118-2024.
Second. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Resolution number 119-2024, designating specific tracts of municipal-owned parks and open spaces to be included in Lebanon Township's Deer Management Program, persistent to Chapter 269, Article 269-7 of the Code of the Township of Lebanon for the hunting season beginning September 2024 and ending February 2025. Sharon, did you want to talk about that, or is it just a continuation of what we did last year, basically?
I can answer questions, but if not.
Yeah. Okay. Is there any committee discussion on that? We went through a lot of that last year.
It's so needed.
Yes.
Can we add bear in there?
And coyotes.
Pencil that in there?
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 119-2024.
I will second that motion.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next is Resolution 120-2024, authorizing continued employment of Francis, is it Suchovic? Suchovic, okay. As per diem employee for Bunvale Library. Any discussion? Can I get a motion to approve Resolution 120-2024?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution number 120-2024. Authorizing the continued employment of Francis Suchovic as a per diem employee for the Bunvale Library.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Okay. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Resolution number 121-2024, approving the renewal of a liquor license for the 2024-2025 licensing term. For the agenda doesn't say.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's all right. For Onerosa Incorporated for the 2024-2025 licensing term. Any discussion, or can I get a motion to approve resolution number
121-2024? Mayor? Mayor? Is it ONA or ONO?
ONO.
Just title needs to be fixed.
It's One Rose.
One Rose.
Not ONA.
Down below it says
that. The title needs to be correct.
Yeah, so the title will. Did you want to make it as amended? Yes.
Right.
All right. So we'll.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Somebody's
Can I get a motion?
I'm trying to keep our Italian straight.
Yeah.
I was looking right at it, and I was like, whatever. Yeah.
And his nephew's name is Ono. I think that's
yes.
Yeah. So, see, we know our people around here.
Just keeping the Italian straight.
It's a shame you were never able to eat there.
That was what a place. So can I get a motion to approve Resolution 121-2024 as amended to fix in the header the name Onorosa, change the A to an O in the O-N-O-R-O-S-A is how it should be.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Next up, Resolution Number 122-2024, authorizing a fully disabled veteran tax exemption, cancellation of taxes, and refund of tax overpayment for Nicholas Smart, 198 Musconet Kung River Road, Block 59, Lot 5. And basically, with the cancellation of these taxes, it's caused an overpayment on his part, and is requesting a refund. And tax collector is requesting a refund in the amount of $1,034.11 in addition to canceling the taxes. So, any other discussion on this or an approval?
I'm making a motion to approve Resolution Number 122-2024.
And I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Resolution Number 123-2024, authorizing a fully disabled veteran exemption, cancellation of taxes, and refund of tax overpayment for Danny Edling, 19 Shady Lane, Block 49, Lot 85. And in this case, in addition to the cancellation of taxes, that's caused an overpayment and requesting a refund in the amount of $1,554.28. Any discussion, or can I get a motion to approve Resolution 123-2024?
I'll offer up a motion to approve Resolution Number 123-2024.
I'll accept your offer.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Resolution number, we're tabling this one, right? This is, I need a motion to table Resolution 124-2024. Because there's some more work that needs to be done on that one. It's a plenary retail license, a consumption liquor license. There's more work that needs to be done. So can I get a motion to table Resolution Number
124-2024?
I'll make
that motion.
Second.
Roll call. Yes. Recused.
Yes.
Okay. There is no unfinished business, so we're on to new business now. And we have a application for a solicitor's license, and the pronunciation of the man's name is Ryan Brown, although it's spelled R-I-A-N-E. I called him today to make sure it was pronounced right. So I don't know if you guys have had a chance to look through this solicitor's license, if you want to have a discussion on it.
So basically, he's going to go knocking on doors in town to sell
solar
panels.
Trinity Solar. Yeah.
He knows the non-solicitation list, so he'll be provided a
copy. Oh, good.
Signed within the township, so he knows.
Mm-hmm. And they always do a background check on people that are walking through town, which
it's
we
in
did.
Here.
So
yeah.
Yes. So can I get a motion to approve the application for a solicitor's license, $100 application fee for Ryan Brown, 292 West Mill Road, Long Valley, New Jersey?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Next up, we have the ARC of Hunterdon County donation requests. They were looking for an amount from somewhere between $70,000 and $70,000 to support the ARC of Hunterdon County as they celebrate their 70th anniversary this year. They're grateful for all the past support. They need continued support. I suggested possibly $100. I don't know how everybody feels about that, because they're not. We give donations to other people, and it's can't give too much, because then we won't have any for everybody else.
How many? What have we done in donations this year so far? Do we have a?
I think we did. What was it? North of Veterans Haven. That's the only one I can really remember.
Huh.
Oh, the waters.
I remember we had 2 500s, right?
Yeah, those are the Clean Communities donations. It's a little bit different.
Is, do they come out of a different fund?
Yeah, it's out of a grant.
Right. This would come out of capital.
No, I think it's out of the regular budget.
Right.
Do you have a line item?
I don't think it will. It'll be coming out of my budget.
The clerk's budget.
All right, now.
Do we need a resolution? Do we need to table it?
I would. I wouldn't spend money, you know, without a resolution.
All right.
Have you donated to them in the past?
I don't know if we've donated to ARC, but I don't remember if we've ever done a resolution for Veterans Haven either. Or
I mean, I'm familiar with it, seeing it advertised, but I don't remember doing a donation before. I could be wrong. Yeah.
I don't remember doing
been
it either.
There. They train, you know.
No, I know what they do.
Mm-hmm. It's a good outfit.
Every county has them.
Yeah.
How many
if you're gonna do it,
people will we get donations requests?
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Once
see if
we open something. This up,
right?
Mm. Not that I'm against this. I'm not against.
No, I don't disagree. That's why I raised the question if you've given it in the past.
Yeah.
Well, we can table it.
I think you should
make
should
a motion.
Greg,
make a motion to table. The
we have a line item for this.
Yeah. Let me just make a note here. Okay, so that's. Can I get a motion to table the ARC of Hunterdon County donation request?
I'll make that motion.
Okay.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay, we'll look at line items and others. And we need, if so, we're going to need a resolution too. You want to do it by res? If we end up
do it.
Going forward, okay. Next up, we have New Jersey Department of Agriculture, LDD, formerly known as Gypsy Moth Egg Mass Survey Request. I don't know, Sharon.
Is that politically incorrect, the Gypsy Moth? If gypsies get upset?
Yeah. These days, everybody's upset over
everything. What are the pronouns for moths?
Yeah. I don't know if you wanted to talk about this. Yeah, yeah.
Are you sure it's
I sort of prefer.
Sorry about that, but they had to change the name. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Good evening. Sharon Fitzinger, Chair of the Environmental Open Space Commission, Lebanon Township. So LDD is like the acronym for their scientific name, Lemontria dispar dispar. It was once called the gypsy moth. They have renamed it as the spongy moth. I believe that's official, just so there's any confusion. So the New Jersey Department of Agriculture does egg mass surveys of the spongy moth to determine if there's going to be a need for treatment later on. So they do the egg mass surveys in the fall. They would then treat in spring and probably in May and June for the caterpillars after they emerge. So I sent you all some information. There's a lot of confusion about what treatment of spongy moths require. This would not guarantee that you agree to treatment of spongy moths. It's really just an egg mass survey to say, is there going to be a problem or not? So by agreeing to this, you don't agree to treatment, but if you're not open to treatment, then there's no point doing an egg mass survey at the same time. So the treatment is basically spraying a bacteria that's native to the soil that kills caterpillars, all caterpillars, not just the spongy moth. So it's not a chemical, it's not something that's going to pollute our water, it's not something that's going to impact humans or pets or anything, but it is going to kill all of the caterpillars in the area that it was sprayed. This could have a cascading effect in the local area in the sense of when they spray in May and June, that's a time when most of the birds and other wildlife feed on caterpillars. And so there will be some effects on that for the treatment. Without the treatment, if there is a big eruption locally, it could defoliate most of our trees. They prefer oak trees, but they also will feed on other species of trees as well. And I have seen outbreaks this past spring in northern New Jersey, Sussex County, and Northwestern Passaic County, and it is, it's kind of shocking to see trees that, more trees that look like they're dead. They're not dead. These trees can usually survive a year of defoliation, but if you have that coupled with another bad outbreak year or a drought or something, then the trees can die. So those are the kind of the pros and cons, a summary of the pros and cons, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Is there a nest that you see up in the branches and stuff?
They're not the tent caterpillars. It's not the same as those. That's a different species.
Yeah. I haven't seen any of them really.
I have a bunch of them on my property.
Yeah.
Tent caterpillars?
Yeah, the tent caterpillars are native. The spongy moth is not. The spongy moth came from Europe and Asia. I think we have the European variety. But this part is European, and this part, Japonica, is Asian.
Is that why they changed the name from gypsy moth?
No. I plead the fifth on that one.
So this bacteria will kill
every species of caterpillar that's in the area that is sprayed, yes.
Would that be monarch butterfly larvae and things like that?
Yeah.
Black-winged, all the swallowtails.
Is the swallowtails. It could. I mean, the spray will be mostly in the forests, whereas caterpillars would be in the fields. But there are a lot of moth species that would also be in the forest and feed on the trees. That's food to a lot of wildlife.
What about honeybees?
Impacted. It should not impact honeybees, just the caterpillar species, like the Lepidoptera family, basically, which are the moths and butterflies.
Have there been any studies on the impact as a consequence of lowering the caterpillar number on the rest of the?
There have been on birds, at least that I know of, and it was basically lower reproductive success because they did not have enough food to feed their chicks. Either to feed themselves so that they can lay a lot of eggs, or feed the chicks once the eggs have hatched. So that is, it's a local impact, and it's just a matter of weighing whether that's worse than having trees defoliated.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd rather not have any spraying done. It's not really necessary.
We already have many defoliated ash trees, why not?
We do. This would add, at least for that year, if there's an outbreak, it would add oak trees and aspens and a few other species to that leafless tree list, at least temporarily.
If this is determined that we have it here. Now, are they going to have to go on residential properties? I saw residential here. I don't know. We'd have to notify people if they're going to be...
They would do that. We wouldn't have to do any of that. And then, so it's basically saying, yes, we allow you to do... egg mass surveys. I'm sure they'll be on township property as well.
Mm-hmm.
Can they look at those lantern flies as well? Because that's egg mass that they're always seeing to scrape off when you see them.
Yeah, so that's a separate initiative.
What do they look like?
I'm curious.
The egg mass for these mushy caterpillars.
Oh, for the spongy caterpillars?
Spongy caterpillars.
They're on the bark.
Yeah, I actually don't know off the top of my head what the egg masses look like. I know spotted lantern flies what they look like, but I haven't done
spotted moth
surveys.
You can Google it, I guess.
So if they're going to do the analysis and they're going to go on private property, then the private property owner is not required to spray, are they?
Yep. None of us are required. Giving approval to the egg mass surveys is not approval to do the treatment.
Okay, so that's separate.
That should be separate, yes.
So there really is no negative of doing this, that it gives us information as to what the impact is so far.
What the impact
could be, and then we can decide whether we want to spray in specific areas.
Yeah, I don't believe they can spray without our permission.
Okay. Well, that's just information.
Yeah, so it'd be good to know it's free.
Yeah,
They're going to do it for free.
Exactly. I'm for it.
I'm game for that.
Yeah.
Just let them do the survey.
How is it applied, the spray?
It's, I think they do an aerial spray. But I'm not sure. And it's for the caterpillar, so it has to kind of get up in the canopy. And the caterpillars, do look a lot like...
Certain times that they spray that?
Sorry?
Well...
I don't know how they spray.
I went through this once before, maybe 10 years ago. Some of the concerns were... when the spraying takes place, children moving on buses, stuff like that, but it's not harmful. But when people see a helicopter moving over the canopy,
when they see anything being sprayed.
It has to be a good public relation outreach to do something like that. That's just my, I've been through that a while ago.
Yes.
We opted not to do the spray or the gypsy mess, you know, in the group. We didn't do it at that time.
I mean, the gypsy moth's been around forever, because I remember growing up in Branchburg, they used to spray for them all the time. Yeah. They didn't ask for permission, they just sprayed.
Yeah.
But they must be getting politically correct.
So if we're going to move forward, we have to get a motion to approve filling out this application form.
So. I think, like I said, I think it's worthwhile.
Yeah, they're not saying you must. If you, if they find it, we need to...
make a decision.
Right, because you can't make a decision without knowing.
Bingo.
Data's good.
What do we need? A resolution?
We needed a motion to approve that we go forward with the application for the survey of LDD, gypsy moth, egg masses, before, and we have to respond before August 5th. So I guess Carolyn would, are you going to fill it out?
Yeah.
Okay.
What she said.
So you.
I make that motion.
Motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes. All righty, so where are we here?
Just curious, Brian. Why the no?
I don't trust spraying. I don't trust.
It's just a survey.
This is just a survey.
Well, like you said, if we're not willing to spray.
Well, it'd be good to know. Well, if, you know, we all have our opinions. That's fine.
No spraying.
We could even maybe, because if we get the information, even maybe the residents would want to spray on their own.
Yeah, exactly.
Do some kind of systemic on their trees.
Exactly.
Okay, next up is the DPW purchase request for fire alarm system at Station 3 using ARPA, American Rescue Plan Act funds, in the amount of $6,485. I don't know, Brian, if you want to talk about that at all.
No, I don't really actually know much about it other than what we have in front of us. And the request is, I'm guessing, if we can use the ARPA funds.
Wasn't it on the encumbered list of our...
We put on $11,000 or $12,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because
that was the original quote.
He has two quotes.
And
this was
$11,224. Yeah. I thought I saw Juan had a letter in here.
So these quotes are for the same thing?
Yeah.
I mean, they're one, twice the price.
Huh?
Yeah. Does anybody review them to make sure it's apples to apples? Because I mean, did Warren, whoever?
That's Warren's job.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, so what's in there now? Do we have anything? There's nothing in there now.
I think that something has to be done.
Yeah. Yeah, he's
apples
saying...
apples, I can't answer that question.
Yeah,
he's saying code requires that fire alarms meet a code standard when installed for this assembly hazard combination use group. This can't be signed off on by an electrician on the plans. It's got to, this sounds like it's got to be
an in-house architect that they work with.
Yeah, that's what Cooper says.
Mm. Okay, so can I get approval of, let's see, what would be the motion here?
To approve the quote of Cooper Technology dated
the purchase
July 1,
request for fire alarm system at Station 3 using ARPA funds for $6,485 and assigning it to giving the Cooper Technology Group. And the reason for the purchase is the safety of the township building.
Yeah, which is rented out and used.
Hmm?
It's rented out and used.
Yeah,
well.
Can I get a second?
Yeah, second.
Oh, we're done talking?
Or was it a first? who did it?
I thought somebody said first.
That's Station 3 over there, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Who made the motion?
Nobody did.
I'll make the motion if no one wants to.
Yeah. I'll second.
Well, you're Mr. Fire.
So moved.
Okay. And you'll second? Abe seconds? Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up, we have a mayoral appointment of Celia Vacuolo to the Environmental and Open Space Commission, alternate position. Term ending 12/31/25. Sharon, did you want to say a few words about? Yeah, she's got a really nice resume here. We're lucky to have such talented people.
Well, she has a name about the end of her name. That's always a
plus.
I knew. I was like, when is he going to say something?
Yes.
Maybe the O should be an A.
It doesn't matter. It's a vowel.
So, Celia Vacuolo. How do I say this?
Vacuolo.
Vacuolo.
was a resident of Lebanon Township. Her father was a large property owner here, and she grew up here. She left to go to school and work and things, and now she has recently moved back to Lebanon Township. She has an impressive resume. She has degrees in natural resource management, grassland management, experience with grassland management, Bob White Quail initiatives, things like that, and was recently hired by New Jersey Audubon as their stewardship coordinator. So she does realize we do have some business with New Jersey Audubon, and she needs to recuse herself from that, but otherwise she's willing to be an alternate and help us out in any way that she can.
Well,
if you want to add anything else, because I don't have a resume in front of me.
No, I mean, basically, she's got a fantastic resume, and it's you know, especially all of the talent she has, a lot of it, most of it's in the area that you need. So we couldn't be happier to have people like that on there. So thank you for the recommendation, and I hereby appoint Celia Vacolo. It's a hard one to pronounce, Vacolo, to the Environmental Commission, alternate position, term ending 12/31/25.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for finding her.
It's an unexpired term, Mayor.
It's an alternate position. No, it's not unexpired.
So it's an open position.
Term ending 12/31/25.
Yeah. So it's a vacant. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. There's nobody. Nobody left it.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Next up is we need a motion to table the historian's request. Tom, I think you wanted to make that motion.
Yeah, I'll make that motion. After seeing the most recent quote, I'd like to review with all the potential individuals because the quotes are so far apart, and I'd like to sit down and go over some of the things. So I'd like to table this until the August 21st meeting, put it on the agenda for them. I should have some more ideas, and if they need to, they will resubmit new quotes. So I'd like to table this for tonight.
Can I get a second on that motion?
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Next up is the update on the use of the $750,000 HUD program road improvement grant. We got this grant, I think it's like 2 years ago now, and we have until 2031 to use it on the roads. But everybody's read it, but now it's in the hands of the engineer. He wanted to take a look at it to see if it covers soft costs and things like that. So the engineer is doing an analysis, so we are moving it forward. I just wanted to keep people informed that it's not falling by the wayside. We have such a pushed-out deadline on it, and then we'll have to look at the roads that Warren has on the list, because I think Aqua Water is going to be digging up some of the roads, so there may be some juggling. And I think that's the other thing that the engineer wanted to look at. If we asked for 8-something, we ended up with 750. Do we have to keep all of those roads on there? Can we select which roads don't get done? So the engineer is looking at all of that right now. So we expect something soon from him on that. Last week we talked to him about it. Next up, municipal door quote review. Abe is here at this meeting. So if you would like to...
Sure. We've been at this for quite some time. We have received multiple proposals now, and a pretty wide range. The first one we got was $31,000. This All Seasons one I was not aware of, but that's... that is how much? $20,000, I believe.
$20,780.
And then Access Commercial Door, that is $12,000. Now, it may not be apples to apples, because when I was reviewing everything with Access Commercial Door, and we looked at the main entrance, the surround is good shape. There's no reason to rip that out. And I think that's part of the reason for these high costs. It's the cost of ripping that surround out and rebuilding it. Mm-hmm. And it's in really good shape. It only needs to be power washed and painted. So I suggested to Access, let's replace the door and the hardware and make it look good. And in this case, in the back one here, the double door, they're all pretty much the same. Mm-hmm. You know, they're all commercial double doors, mm-hmm. metal framing, all that kind of stuff.
Excuse me, what do you mean by surround?
The frame.
The windows, the wood, all inside, that go around the, what do they call it? They don't, They have another name.
The header on top of the door?
Not the header.
No, the side one.
Everything
right,
goes
right.
around the door.
Right. Tom would know. What do you call what goes around that door out there? The frame?
The frame.
With the windows.
So the door frame. But so are we talking about the meeting room door here?
Not these doors.
Okay,
not
you're
the
talking
door.
About the other door.
The other door.
Yeah. So that's only going to get a door replacement.
Just the door, the
hinges, the hardware,
the
closer,
everything
exactly.
else.
But the remainder stays.
The remainder stays.
Okay.
It's not going to have that better glass.
What's that?
It's not going to have the... So if the glass is not getting replaced...
That's correct.
On the side lights.
Yeah, I think
right,
that should
the side
be replaced.
Lights, exactly.
Yeah.
That's
side lights, you got it.
Side lights. Yeah. We can. It all depends on how much money we want to spend. It's frankly in pretty good shape. I don't know. We can get, you know, double windows. We can put all kinds of great stuff in there. By the way, all the doors are insulated. So, I mean, that's good. Mm-hmm.
The older, the doors that are here or the new doors are
the
here?
New doors are insulated.
Okay.
Yeah, because the one with all seasons, because I was here when he came and spoke about it. He's very knowledgeable about it. What we have there now, I don't believe is safety glass on the side lights around the doors. It's just an old glass.
Yeah, it's hard to know what is there or what isn't there.
I think we should replace the whole thing around the door if we're going to do it. Once and done. Because then they're going to do new flooring.
Yeah, well, you have to look at, too, like if we just do the doors and then 2 or 3 years down the road the frame starts to go bad, then what happens?
Yeah, right.
Well, the thing that I worry about, everything actually is in pretty good shape. I worry about you start ripping all that stuff out. Remember, there's the interior, too, to redo that and make it all match everything else that's in there. It's not going to be that easy. Mm-hmm. And you never know what you're going to find when you start ripping stuff up.
When you got wood and you got block, you're going to cut it out to where the block is.
Yeah.
Go from there. Insulated.
I'm just pointing it out if we want to go ahead.
So, I'm sorry. So, depending on the price, like I just see first line and access commercial, right? So, obviously, access commercial, $12,000 is below public works contractor, prevailing wage. First line wouldn't be. So then, depending on what you do, they're going to have their public works contractor's license. Access wouldn't at this price if he's just doing the doors.
Although I think they do.
Okay, which is good.
Because they put stuff in for school.
All right, that's great. Well, then if they did, they probably did.
First line.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. All right. All right, well, that takes care of that problem.
Right now, it's just money.
Yeah.
As opposed to going Abe's route with just replacing the door, I have talked to Warren about that as well, and that's something that he had suggested to kind of save the cost. To me, though, we're not comparing apples to apples with the other contractor who's replacing a whole door, so his number could possibly change if we said, this is the specs, this is what we're going to do, just replace the door hinges and hardware. His number may come in on that. So that's the same issue that I just tabled with the museum. I mean,
correct.
Each individual has a different quote that represents something different, and it's becoming hard to really narrow it down to what is a fair proposal from different people.
So you're describing the single door coming in the main entrance.
Correct.
Now the double doors, is that completely going to be?
Yeah. Well, that's because there's a metal frame there.
Right.
There's no wood.
Right.
So the entire metal frame will be replaced because I don't know if you notice, it's rotting
on
the bottom.
Yeah.
So they rip all that out, and that comes kind of as a complete set. Mm-hmm. The surround, the doors, everything.
Oh, I thought originally you were talking about this as leave the frame here. You're talking about the single door.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. That makes more sense. Yeah, okay. Yeah, this one would be replaced. The double doors would be replaced.
Right.
Yeah, that makes
sense. And since it's a vestibule, I don't think you need special glass for conserving heat. It's only a little room there. Everything else is...
Well, the only thing I was thinking is the safety glass.
The safety
you do have constituents come in there and talk to Kim and fill out forms, and that's the only thing you're dealing with is does it have to be safety glass?
From what I understood, maybe I'm wrong, it's a stronger glass that you can't just break the glass, reach in there, and open up the door.
Can bullets go through it?
Probably.
Well, then there's no sense. Then if bullets can go through it, that's what you're really worried about. So.
Well, we're not worried about bullets going
through. Oh, hey, you never know.
Worried about someone being able to get into the building.
To my mind, then, if the building department would inspect this or no inspection on something like this?
No, I think there should be inspection for sure.
I didn't know if you started a project and you put in new, would you have to bring up the code if the code says that safety glass within so far of a door has to be in place? Then you have to make it to code. So I don't know if that's code.
Right.
Just, I don't know.
Yes, it should be. Whatever code requires, and we're going to do it, we should follow it. Correct.
And there's another step we're looking at that.
Should be a good table until we figure it out.
It's difficult.
This is just going on and on and on.
That's
I mean,
the only thing I worry about. It's going
to
go on.
Yeah, I mean, can we kind of come to some kind of a consensus that...
Because then she's going to put that we didn't fix it yet.
Yeah.
I like the all-season guy because I'm familiar with his reputation and his work. He's kind of a local guy. And he was very knowledgeable, and I feel comfortable with him.
But if Tom, like Tom was saying, if we have to make it apples to apples,
you've got
to tell whoever that was that didn't have that did the whole thing.
Access was the one who did only the door hardware, and All Seasons is doing the whole unit over there.
That's
we really wanted to compare everything. Mm-hmm. If First Line, which is the highest, is out, then I think the two we settle to have to have the same proposal.
Right.
That's up to you guys if you're throwing First Line out. I personally like what they're doing there, but it is $10,000 more.
To have the frame in the single door.
Yeah, for First
about.
Line.
Yeah.
First Line is the original quote that Carolyn got us that pretty much puts all the plinth blocks, the moldings, and so forth back on the door, which adds to the cost here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think their door may be a little bit, the gauge of steel may be better. I've spoken to all these individuals. Mm-hmm. They're all reputable. They all know what they're doing. All Seasons, I agree with Bob, is very personal. I like talking to him. But everyone offered their information, and they were good. I thought First Line offered probably a little better door. Do we really need that? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're looking at price and we're going to take First Line and say they're over the top and we're going to look at All Seasons and Access, then maybe we should give All Seasons an opportunity.
That's what I would do.
You know?
Yeah.
That's exactly what I would do.
You know, in this quote, it doesn't say that they're going to replace the surround. It just says the doors.
I didn't see it in his quote either. You're
so
right,
we should
about that.
Definitely verify that.
Yeah, I would verify that too, because Access Brian, clearly says that they're going to
do
the
do
new
that.
Frame over here. But I would find out and get the language in there that says there'll be a frame. This one, and give us an option.
Right.
Option one or option two.
And this safety glass is only in the doors, by the way, Brian, according to what I read here.
Well, we'll verify it. And
we're
nailing it down.
I was going to say, yes.
Progress.
Keep
like
making progress here.
Closer.
So are you going
to
spearhead, or are you going to work with Abe on it?
I'll talk to him.
Okay, so that's Brian. It's on Brian then this time. Brian now
back
has... you've got the ball in your court.
Back to me.
To Paul. All right, so we eliminated the one. Which was which one we eliminate?
First line.
First line.
First line. BRC,
high
all that stuff.
I mean, literally $20,000.
Oh, gee, yeah. $20,000
more. No, do they have them?
I knew First Line. Brian,
has
All Seasons
done work for us? No.
Okay.
I don't think any of them have.
No.
Just want to check that.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can meet with them maybe this, maybe Friday. We'll see. I'll call them.
Okay. So we'll move on to the next item, which is the Lebanon Township well testing results. Did you... Oh, hi.
I'm here.
That's great.
I sent a handout to Carolyn summarizing the results. So, first of all, let me introduce myself. I'm Constance Grill. I'm with the Environmental and Open Space Commission. And in collaboration with Sharon Hardy and the Raritan Headwaters, we conducted the annual well testing in May. And I've sent you the results. We had, I think, a really good turnout. I think the team did a really good job of getting the word out, both on the Facebook page, handing out flyers, putting out the signs on the side of the road. And I think it went really smoothly, so I think it was very successful from that perspective. On your second slide, there's a summary of the overall testing results for 24. We had 62 participants, which is just a little bit less than last year. Last year we had 81. Mm-hmm. All right. And everyone had the bacteria nitrates tested. That's what Raritan Headwaters recommends. Bacteria includes both E. coli as well as coliform. And then additional tests included lead, arsenic, radon, and gross alpha. And overall, I think the results are really well, are really good. Well,
yeah.
There was one failure each for bacteria, lead, radon, and gross alpha, but overall, all other wells tested were either non-detectable or within safety levels.
So, what did the people that failed? Do they were they now they have to do something about it? Is that how it works? They're kind of flagged.
So I think, I'm not sure how it works, but I think they get recommendations directly from the well testing, the water testing. So in this case, it's New Jersey State. Actually, forget the name. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, so I think that is handled. To be so for radon and gross alpha, I don't think that there are any remediation for either one of those. Mm-hmm. And then lead and bacteria, to be quite honest, I don't know. Probably Clorox in the well for bacteria, but not sure in terms of lead.
Yes, the arsenic is what got me. Like, I wouldn't want to find that in my...
Fortunately, we were
better be careful.
Yeah, that's right. You putting... You
Ron gets mad at you.
Yeah, that's right. Next thing you know, I'm glowing in the dark.
So then a few residents also tested for additional. I think in 2018, the state started to require that... where is it? Sorry, I've lost track of my note. That was gross alpha. Became required in 2018. Sorry, and in 2021, PFAS compounds. Mm-hmm. So
what's gross alpha?
That's a level. That is a type of maybe it's radioactivity. So alpha particles.
Alpha particles. Right. Okay.
And the other one that you just talked about was PFAS that everybody's talking about.
Yes.
And the forever chemicals.
The forever chemicals, okay. Yeah. And the numbers are very low that were tested. Only two wells were tested for all of those, and they were all negative. So that's good. Okay. And then on the third page, or fourth page, I provided just an overview of a comparison with last year in terms of the results. And the only notable exceptions, I think it was pretty comparable to last year. There were slight differences in both lead and gross alpha, mm-hmm. but mostly in the non-detectable or within the MCL.
Do you get a lot of repeat people coming back, or is it once that it's one and done?
Yeah, so I wanted to have that information, but they're not allowed to provide the names of people because I also was curious if we could map the wells.
I was going to say, what areas did those tests come from?
Yeah, and I don't know whether that's a question that we could add in the well. That could be volunteer, maybe, and that's a question maybe for you, that if people could volunteer if they had tested previously for this.
It'd certainly make it voluntary, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. But it would be, would just add and make the data a little bit more interesting.
Government.
I think that storm is coming through now.
Yeah, 8 o'clock is supposed to be here.
There you go, right on time.
I thought it was me talking.
Those algorithms have gotten much better.
Not much better.
Yeah, it would be good if the the people that do the well test results, they could anonymously kind of just, I guess if they plot on a map, though, you kind of know where the people were that came in, so it's a little...
They could do a bubble chart that just kind of shows the area and a general area as opposed to specific targeted addresses.
I would think they could look at the names and tell us if they de-identified. At least this is a duplicate from last year.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that could confound that is that maybe not everyone is testing the same thing every year. So the only things they really want you to test are bacteria and nitrates. And then the recommendation is once you've tested for radon or lead, unless you've done some change to your property, you don't really need to test for those again.
Mm-hmm.
And the people know not to have their well tested if they've been away for a month because that causes E. coli and bacteria.
Oh, because it's not being used.
Because the well's not being used, and that's the old timers will all tell you. Don't get it tested until you let the water run for a while.
Mm. Oh, they have very detailed instruction for how they should sample the well water.
Okay.
Where it should be taken from.
Run it for a while.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, so. And I want to say also that most people were really happy. Like, they saw the truck, and some people hadn't even signed up. They saw the truck, so they came, you know, stopped in and picked up kits. It's something that I think the residents find a value.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, good work.
So any questions?
Yeah, I like the charts.
All right. Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Jason,
he's a chart guy. Yeah, he's a chart guy. Numbers and charts, yeah. All right. Next up, we just have an announcement to make that... On there's going to be a four-day walking pilgrimage from Saints Peter and Paul Church on Thursday, August 8th, 2024. And I'll just read it. To whom it may concern, each summer in August, our church holds a four-day walking pilgrimage from our church, Saints Peter and Paul, Great Meadows, New Jersey, to the Shrine of Our Lady of Czestochowa, Doylestown, PA. We are writing to inform you that our walkers will be coming through your township via the following roads on the afternoon and in the early evening of Thursday, August 8th, 2024. Point Mountain Road, Mount Lebanon Road, Anthony Road, Wood Glen Road, Bunvale Road slash Route 628, Route 513 slash Highbridge Califon Road, and into Voorhees State Park. And if there's questions, you can call... The Reverend Gregors Podziadlo, the administrator, at 908-637-4269. Okay. Next up, we have an update on the pursuit of the LAIF grant. I don't know if there's anything you want to add to that, Jay, on the LAIF grant.
No. I mean,
okay,
we got confirmation
that we can use it for the roads.
So... That's all good, and the Department of Transportation is working with us on getting that done. So that's goodness.
Okay, so who is working on our end to fill out any kind of application for that? Because it's a local area infrastructure grant. We haven't assigned it to anyone.
We should probably have Millennium or somebody like that do that, right? Yeah. It's the LAIF grant, yeah.
Okay. It's a special grant that it's not available to everybody. It's available, they can it's like discretionary money. We're not guaranteed we're going to get it. We also have to decide what we're going to use it for, which roads.
Assemblyman Peterson, it should be said, arranged for them to help us out. So they just want us to get our ducks in a row.
So the grant
Well, I think they
Where's
have
the
to
one
also...
that I sent you? I thought on there was the instructions on what they wanted, and it was from the DOT.
I'll have to look at that, but Duval.
Duval, yes.
Yeah.
So they're being really good about it.
Yeah, so we just have to... But the thing is, we have to now coordinate this because we have a lot of road grants going on right now. You've got Teetertown, you've got the other one, you've got the $750,000 one. So Warren has got to be an integral part of this process to tell us which road, because we can only use this really for roads.
Right.
That's what it's for. So
there is other things, but we want to use it for roads.
Right. And I think the agreement was that we would use this for roads. So Brian, do you want to work with Warren on to identify? We have to coordinate.
Warren was working with the engineer.
Okay.
Where we met with him.
Yeah.
At the DPW.
But that's for the $750,000 grant. This is going to be a completely separate.
Bryce could do this too, though.
We just need to know which roads. That would be it. And, you know, looking at the application, you don't have an application?
There's nothing on that, the one email that you sent.
That DeVal, he didn't put an application on there? I think we need to get back to them and say, yes, we want to do it. Tell us what hoops we need to jump through now.
Get an application.
It was kind of, yeah.
Sorry, I'll follow.
And we'll talk to Warren and see what where his,
is there a representative
what his priorities are, what roads now are already targeted for a different grant.
Yeah, we need to, because there's grants now. There's a lot of grants all of a sudden for all these roads.
Different grants.
We don't want to duplicate efforts and everything. So don't want to look a gift horse in the mouth either. If we can get this done, would be good.
I'm sure there's roads we could find, right?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. If you, Carolyn, if you need to get me involved, just call me. I'll follow up on it. Yeah, I just don't want this to just keep hovering, especially we don't have another meeting again.
I think we just get to DeVal and say we spoke about it, tell us what we need to do, and then if you need anything from me, I'll talk to Assemblyman Peterson about it, because that kind of came from a discussion with Bev and I and him.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next up is the Hunterdon County Board of County Commissioners Municipal Parks and Recreation Grant. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. We're going to go for that, too, because we, I don't know if for the residents, we allocated some open space money to do some improvements in the park that need to get done, because a lot of the township residents use that park. It's very good use of funds. But we were also awarded, as you saw earlier in the evening, $66,000 for that as well. This is yet that was from the state. This is from the county. So I think we should go for it, because there's lots of things that need to get done up in the park that we could use those monies for. They put together a kind of a plan, a multi-year plan about which things to do. This will kind of accelerate that. There's volleyball courts that they want to get done. The railings in the park need to get done. A host of things that we could use the monies for.
So the motion would be to use Finelli Engineers for conceptual site plan and Millennium Strategies for grant submission for the Hunterdon County Board of County Commissioners Municipal Parks and Recreation Grant Program opportunity.
Yeah, they got us the grant, the $66,000. Millennium helped us with that one. So, and I think they also helped us with another grant previous to me being on the committee. So they're very good at that. So I would definitely would like to have them.
Yeah, did we get any estimates from Finelli, or I know Millennium?
Well, this is pretty new, so no.
I think we.
No.
What's the September 20th deadline? Was that the September 20th?
Yes.
I mean, I think what we should do is at time, least go back and before we say let's go ahead with
the
this.
August meeting, and then.
And it's
the first September
so
meeting,
we would have to approve. We'd have to get all our ducks in a row, and at the August meeting, as I don't feel comfortable saying yes, let's go forward with this without knowing what they're going to charge us.
Well, Millennium's going to be $2,500. That's their flat fee.
Yeah, Finelli. I'm more worried about the conceptual plan. Could be God knows what.
You just have to be specific and tell them what they're drawing a plan.
Yes. Well, he already has some of that done because when we did that kind of multi-year plan with the railings, and so he kind of knows, so he would just have to finalize some of this.
So you'll spearhead
I'll
that
spearhead
so
that
we get, because we have to absolutely approve it at the next meeting, or we're going to lose the we're not canceling the first meeting in September, so we also have that before the 20th of September.
Yep.
But we need to get rolling on it, so we'll have this up on the next agenda.
And we had a little bit of a delay with the park committee because one of the gentlemen, Drew, was on vacation, but he should be back by the end of this week, and then we can.
For 8/21 meeting.
We have the other stuff that we're project that we're working on for up there.
All right.
Playground and all that.
So estimate based on scope. You know, you have to get with Bryce. Yeah, I'm not worried about the Millennium piece. That one I know is pretty much what it is.
Yeah,
it's more about these conceptual site plans that can, you know, they can add up. So, you, like Carolyn was saying, it's got to be specific to what it is. We're not having them survey the whole place, I don't think so. Okay. Next up is a Civic Plus mass notification system update. That's really nice what you put together. You guys put... Is that Jay and Carolyn worked on that?
Carolyn.
That's really a nice little... Yeah. I didn't realize that Civic Plus was also going to... You could use it for beyond... Yeah. Emergencies,
yeah, we can
which is
communicate
great.
With residents on a regular basis.
Events,
that.
All kinds of stuff. So
that's their template.
They're going to say shut.
Oh, it is their template. I was going to thought that was you. I was like, wow! I walked in here and I saw that thing. It looks nice.
So take
credit
for credit. It's live. Mm-hmm. It's a mass notification, so there's a little flyer out in the hallway. It's going to be on Facebook page. It's on the website. You sign up, you can create an account. You can put in email. You can put in a cell phone. You can. Take your preferences for notifications. You get weather notifications. They come directly from NOAA. You can skip that all together. We got some today about the thunderstorms rolling in, but you get notifications, emergency notifications, event notifications, and then general notifications. So things going on, we'll get those out to you on that notification box. And if it's a true emergency, you will get a telephone call. If you do put your phone number in, it's only a true emergency that requires a phone call. Otherwise, it'll be email and text.
So I know you guys had training, right? The police, because the police are going to use it. You'll be using it, depending on what it is we're using it for.
Emergency notifications will likely be mostly probably police-related. If there's trees down, if there's road closures, there's a missing person, you might get something like, sweet, there's another earthquake, God forbid, something like that nature, mm-hmm. or something that you need to know. Otherwise, it'll be general notifications. Again, or events. So events that we normally post on the website, the well-water testing, those will be things that will go out as additional to everything that we've got, like this Facebook page and the website.
And I think it's important to note that we won't hold the email addresses or phone numbers. That's going to be held by Civic Plus, so it's not like we're getting information that can be Oprah-able where somebody wants to come and get your information. So.
And you don't have to create an account? To sign up for the alerts. You're just putting in your information. If you need to edit it, there's an option to modify your selected. So in case you want to receive, you either just go back into the sign-up page with either your email or your phone number, and it'll pull up your information. So it's not something you got to log in or remember a password for. It's very sensitive.
That's great. Well, thank you for all the hard work on that one. So that's a good objective coming to fruition. Okay, next up is presentation of the vouchers. Let me just get mine ready. Abe, you have any vouchers?
I do not.
I have none that apply.
Okay. I have a couple that apply. I have one for Jay Caldwell and Associates. That's our planner. For $1,046.25. I'm not sure if this came out of an escrow account. I don't see escrow on here, so it's probably charged to us. Let me just make sure. Ordinance reviews, yes, charged to the township. Next, we have $3,500 for Roselli Grigo Lozier and Lazaro. Our
Lazaro's out there.
Attorney. That's right. Who's out there?
Lazaro.
Should we be taking him off of that, or is it still...
Yeah, you can take him off.
It's in...
Take him off. He's
it's
gone.
Not like a business registration name that we have to have.
You know, like in a movie, they say he's gone, and you go, yeah, he's gone.
Are we going to need a resolution for that?
Yeah.
Are we going to need a resolution for that?
You mean gone.
Oh,
I'll plead the fifth.
So it's Lazaro is gone. Doesn't exist anymore.
He's gone.
No comment.
Like gone meaning.
He's gone.
I love when we could have fun doing
it. I think we need a resolution.
All right. Do we need a... Oh, are you being funny? Okay.
Yes.
So that was $3,500. Then I have one for $2,706 for the 2024 Animal Control Services contract with the Borough of Washington, Washington, New Jersey. We have a... where they are the lead agency in animal control, and we go to them and pay them. That's all I have that apply that are over $1,000.
Okay. CNJ Cleaning Services, LLC, the amount of $700 even. Alti Exteriors LLC. This is a missile building roof repair, $1,875 even. Campbell Foundry Company. This is going out, taking funds out of the ARP Act. A lot of catch basins and pipe and such. That's $42,485 even. Amazon Capital Services, $1,401.97. Gold Type Business Machines, $2,936.40. Warren Asphalt, $3,473.37. Warren Asphalt, $1,039.35. Warren Asphalt, $1,957.84. Universal Technical Resource, $1,248.75. Griffith Allied Trucking LLC, $4,062.24. Griffith Allied Trucking LLC, $1,512.26. That's all.
And a few here that qualify. The first one is Tony Bistro. Tony's Bistro, food for the volunteer picnic as well as service for the volunteer picnic, $1,130. I have statewide insurance with workman's compensation and liability insurance, fourth installment of four, $61,125.75. Nicholas Smart, refund tax overpayment, $1,034.11. LMR Disposal for the spring cleanup, total of $1,064.43. Lysco Environmental, which is station number three, remedial action for the station, $2,100. Huntington County's clerk office for the primary election costs, $3,264.61. Danny Edlin, refund of tax overpayment, $1,554.28. And I have New Jersey Health Benefits, active benefits for July 2024.
$61,030.87. I was, it's interesting. I was going to read the total, and I just thought about something. I know we cut a check to the high school, but that's not in here. Is that something that's handled outside of this now? Mm. I just saw the 220. The total bill list for the period ending July 17, 2024 is $227,147.87. But I was looking, because we had the meeting, what, June 19th? And then I was away, and that was like the end of June, and then the check was cut. So it didn't make it to this bill list, so it just gets on the next bill list, I guess.
The bill list we just approved was total this amount.
Yeah, so we'll just... I'm just going to have to follow up. I just noticed it, so... And hopefully it's on the 821. Okay, so can I get a motion to approve the bill list, $227,147.87 for the period ending July 17th, 2024?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Does anybody think?
Well, I'm thinking about what I just said. Yeah, I mean, it's like I don't. They're not here. The finance. We have what we have here.
Yeah.
And there was a check cut, but it was not in the normal process.
Right.
So, I mean, we can only let us know, attorney, what you think.
I don't. Do you have a bill list? The bill list doesn't have a check on it. Is that what you're saying? I'm lost.
When I would well. A couple
it's not listed on this bill list.
Right.
Yeah,
so
but it was
what we just announced, I believe, is the amount that we just announced.
Okay.
As far as this payment to the Board of Ed, that happened. They came in and picked the check up.
Mm-hmm. That was like June.
And you're saying it wasn't on the prior bill list?
No, I don't believe it was.
No, it wasn't. It was. It was.
That's usually a big.
They were asking. They needed to have the check.
It was a fire drill.
Yeah. So I was away, and I saw the email come through. So we made it happen for the.
So even though the check was cut, it should have been on this bill.
Well, that's what I'm looking. I just thought about it as I'm looking at that low number, and I just was thinking about it. So
because quarterly tax payments were due May. Yeah. August comes up.
And it's like
you
a million.
You know the amount?
$1 million. It's a usually
well, you mean, you can amend it, but you need to know the amount so you know what you're...
Well, we're going to... We can't do it, obviously, tonight because we didn't have a chance to check to find out how...
It's already been paid, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's already paid.
But there's usually none of the... Usually
you still have to...
You have one of these things, usually.
Okay. Not usually. You do. There should be a voucher, and it should be included in the bill list. Right, and sometimes right, you'll do a hand check because they need money because they probably have to make some payments, so they get in advance of it and go some bill list. So right, it should have been on this bill list.
Should have been as the hand like a check, not the.
Well, it should have been on the bill list.
It should be on the bill list.
Yeah. Right. So do we not approve the bill list?
No. I would say not. Don't approve the bill list. I mean,
don't approve the bill list.
No, approve the bill list because you have bills you have to pay.
Okay.
But the only issue is you could amend it, but you don't even know the amount.
We don't know the amount.
Well, we'd have to amend it at the next meeting is what would happen.
No, it'll be on the next bill list.
Okay, so that's what we need to do is just make sure it's on the next bill list.
Correct.
That's what I made my note to follow up on. So that's
like I say, if you knew what the amount was tonight, you could amend the bill list to include that check, but you don't, so you can't. So make sure it's on the next bill list.
I was trying to think if I have anything in an email but I don't think
it was in that email.
Did the amount come in? I don't think the amount was on that.
It was on there because the lady from the school district was making us think about it.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Is there a motion on the floor?
Hang on. I'm just seeing because if we can amend it, I just want to see if it's in there. I know who sent it to us.
It's got to be in there.
Yeah, she was sending it. It's on the email. She didn't put it on that email?
I don't think it was. Here it is.
But the $1 million is not on this month's list.
Yeah.
So we have to put it on next month's
list. All right, if you can't figure out the information, you put it on.
Yeah, we'll just have to do it next month.
That's not in here.
All right. So just make sure it's on next month.
It's not in the chart.
It just says the May payment. Yeah. That's what it was, and it doesn't have the amount. So.
But it was probably in the May chart of accounts, wasn't it? Or was it not? It was paid in May.
Yeah, well, it was. I was away and I saw the email, so we jumped on it. Tom and I jumped on it, and it was that was like June 27th or 8th. So it wasn't paid in May, obviously.
And right, because you collect in May.
Right.
So there's a payment due after second quarter taxes are due. Right. So usually it's on the June bill list.
So
it wasn't on the June bill list either. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, because it was after June 19th. Because that was the last meeting we had was June 19th. Mm-hmm. Then we went into that lull period, and then we never had a meeting the first week in July. So then now here we are. So it should be on. It shouldn't have been on the June list. It should have been on the July list, unless he's got some other way to handle it. But probably it would have been handled. I don't. Maybe Joanne didn't get the message. But I think she was on the email though. Yeah, she was copied on the email too. So all I know is we'll check and make sure it's on August 21st bill list. End of story for now. Any more discussion?
I don't know where we are.
We have motion to
the school has the money. That's all we know.
All right, so let's go back and make sure this is at least approved. Okay, so July 17th, 2024, the bill list, the total bill list is $227,147.87. Can I get a motion to approve the bill list?
So moved.
Okay, can I get a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And put a big circle on that one. I don't want to forget to do that. Next up is correspondence. As you all probably read, we have the June 2024 department head report coming along nicely. And one thing that stuck out to me was Warren mentioning that we were going to need a new roof eventually. And I'm like, where are we going to have to? So it's good. You start budgeting for these things when you...
Yeah. I saw that too, and I would actually suggest that we get an estimate of what it's going to cost. Even though it might be 2 years down the road, it's going to take us 2 years
Yeah. Put thing in choice. Like,
if you look at what we did with these stores.
Mark it up 25,000 or 25%, like for 2 years down the road.
Yeah. But we have to put it in our budget for next year.
Exactly. Well, that's just it. We have such a small budget.
So we need to know what it's going to cost.
Maybe we'll get another grant.
Don't they have ARPA funds left?
ARPA, yeah. I don't know. There's not much left to ARPA, right? Now we've pretty much assigned all of that. All right, so next I need a motion to open the public comment, limited to 3 minutes per speaker, about anything you would like to talk about. Doesn't have to be on the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Going once, going twice, seeing none. Can I get a motion to close public comment?
Motion to close. Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And with that, because we didn't have the first meeting this month, we're going into executive session, resolution 125-2024, authorizing executive session. I'll make the motion or have the motion after it. It's collective bargaining, land acquisition, potential litigation, contract negotiations, attorney-client privilege, and personnel. Can I get a motion to approve resolution number 125-2024? I'm not sure if action will be taken.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm looking at what we have here, so action may be taken.
Yeah, just keep it down.
Yeah.
Thank you all for coming.
Did we get the we didn't get it. Yeah, so this
motion
made the,
second
who approved the motion.
Roll call.
I approve the motion to go into executive session.
Okay. Who's
roll
seconding?
Call?
Roll call.
Yes.
Who seconded it?
Yes. I don't know who seconded. Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
Brian seconded. Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here. They're charity.
Oh, this is for the